Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
They feel like this guy can come in and he's a better kicker than what they had, and they can help this team win.
Innovator.
I still think he's going to be aggressive until McManus proves that he can make a bunch of 45-yard field goals plus.
I hope we see that on Sunday then.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Just came here on Wednesday. He's got this to win it. Low snap, the kick.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services.
All right, Tausch, don't look now, but the NFL trade deadline is Tuesday, November 5th. So that's
creeping
up here.
Anything else going on? Anything else going on that day or not?
Oh, man, the biggest trade in the history of the NFL is going to happen while everyone's voting. No one will be even looking at their phone at that moment.
Yeah.
That's why Goody went and early voted yesterday, just in case.
Hopefully Goody and all the coaches and everything else, they voted, got their early votes in. It's always fascinating. And what I love, the NFL, the trade deadline used to be early October, and they pushed it back. So I think with the season getting longer, I think it's smart because what you're starting to see, and it gets weeded out pretty early, there's a lot of teams that stink. And there's a lot of teams that are now in it looking at it and saying, we don't have our guys. Let's get rid of our high-priced talent, maybe have some teams eat contracts. And so there's – to get Devontae, for instance, for a third-round pick. Now you're starting to see the DeAndre Hopkins. And I think most NFL fans are looking at this saying, all right, the Kansas City Chiefs are undefeated. They're the two-time defending champs. And they just got a lot better today. So now from a Packers standpoint, what does that mean? I think they're always in conversations. But if you really look at the last two or three seasons, and really with Rodgers finishing up, not so much last year because it was looked at as more of a rebuild. And if you remember, Rasul Douglas, who was one of your better corners, got traded. So I think last year at this time, if the Packers were being honest, I think they would have said, we're probably not going to make a big playoff push. Let's secure some draft picks and get rid of. Now, this is a really interesting year because is there any big glaring weaknesses that you have on this team? I would have said place kicker, but hopefully we got that solved. So this whole 2 or 3 week process is going to be tell you a lot about where I think the Green Bay Packers view this roster heading into the playoff stretch.
Is there a team, like one team that comes to mind that is just in shambles right now? The Cleveland Browns, right? Like their quarterback, who's already getting paid a lot of money, is out for the season now. Clearly spiraling at the moment, and they got some pretty good players, i.e. Myles Garrett. Is there someone like that who would likely get traded, and do the Packers kind of sniff around a little bit?
Well, I'll tell you what, if the Packers should sniff around, and if Myles Garrett is available, I think that's – so at this point, you have a lot of young talent, but if there is someone, a Max Crosby, and I know – you know, part of that is you look at Detroit, they lose Hutchinson, and everybody is looking, how are they going to replace him? Well, you're probably not going to be able to unless you can pry a guy like Crosby or Myles Garrett. The tricky part of that is, then what are you doing if you're Cleveland? And what are you doing if you're the Las Vegas Raiders? You have your best players. What are you telling your fan base? We're going to trade our best guys right now? That's the balancing act you have. So, to answer your question, Eric, would it be great to have Myles Garrett in Green Bay? Yeah. Would it be great to give up probably 2 first-round picks and something else to get him? I just don't think we're at that point, even though I know Myles Garrett is a stud. He is a nightmare to block. Same thing with Max Crosby. And up until the last 2 weeks, that has been a question mark for this team is, can we generate a pass rush with four? I think Rashawn Gary's come on a little bit, but I think Goody has always been in these conversations. I would be shocked if he pulls the trigger on doing anything. I think he likes his roster the way it is.
I think what's interesting, Tausch, is like the fact that there's an NFL trade deadline is kind of something that's always flown on the radar for me, maybe because so many years of Ted Thompson of like, we won't trade anybody. We don't make any offseason. Like we are inactive in any of these conversations. Mm-hmm.
It was one of my favorite Mike McCarthy press conference quotes. And this wasn't even to do with the trade deadline. It was free agency. And the reporters asked Mike in March about free agents and anything. And he basically was like, when does that start? That's what it's like. In essence, saying, we don't know because we never even entertained bringing free agents on. And I think the thing with Goody, some of his best moves have been the moves he hasn't made. Take, for instance, the wide receiver the Bears ended up getting, and the name slips my mind right now, but the Packers were in that conversation from, he was a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Chase Claypool.
And thankfully, the Steelers took the Bears offer, and Green Bay didn't, because giving up a second-round pick for a guy that is no longer in the league, a lot of times, as the old great businessman would say, the best deals you make are the ones you don't.
Oh, that might have just made the open. Well done, Tausch. 7:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News.